Tanemahuta, the god of the forest, noticed that the trees were sick. Bugs were eating them. He called all the birds to a meeting. In those days, all the birds were able to fly.
I need a bird to eat the bugs and save the trees. Who will come down and live on the ground?
Tanemahuta asked.
It's too dark down there, Tui said. I'm scared of the dark.
It's too wet down there, Pukeko said. I don't like getting my feet wet.
I'm too busy building a nest for my children, Pipi Huararoa said.
Finally, Kiwi spoke up.
I'll go.
Thank you, Kiwi, said Tanemahuta. If you live on the ground, you will lose your wings. You will no longer be able to fly. Do you understand?
I understand, said Kiwi,
and he went down to the ground. Tanemahuta punished the other birds. Tui was given white feathers on his neck as the sign of someone who isn't brave. Pukeko was sent to live in a swamp, an area of land covered in water. His feet were always wet. Pipi Huararoa was made to lay her eggs in other birds' nests. As for Kiwi, he became a symbol of New Zealand.